Broadside Books and Harper Audio present The Rise of Blue Anon, How the Democrats Became a Party of Conspiracy Theorists by David Harsanyi. Read by Charles Constant. For Serena and Laszlo. Don't call everything a conspiracy as they do, and don't live in dread of what frightens them. Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 12. Introduction. Panic, denial, and the paranoid style of Democratic Party politics. The central belief of every moron is that he is the victim of a mysterious conspiracy. H.L. Mencken. For several years now, I've been accused of being a dupe for Russia, even though I've never once written or said a single favorable word about Vladimir Putin. When I'm not fronting for Slavic autocrats, I'm being paid off by the National Rifle Association, American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Federalist Society, Big Oil, Big Pharma, Big Grocery, and a host of other groups that have, quite rudely, never given me a penny to spread their message. In the contemporary political world, a conservative might be dumb, or maybe evil, owned by insidious billionaires or foreign governments plotting to overthrow our democracy. But they can never be good-faith political adversaries. Democrats no longer argue about policy. They accuse you of sedition. Indeed, with the Democratic Party's progressive turn in the past few years, has come a religious superiority complex that imbues them with an uncompromising certitude. For those who see themselves as only legitimate champions of justice, tolerance, and decency, it is inconceivable that anyone could honestly prefer the selfish, violent intolerance of the conservative agenda. There must be some unseen force pulling the strings. A conspiracy is almost surely afoot. Loosely defined, a conspiracy theory is a belief that some influential but furtive groups are plotting or responsible for events or phenomena beyond our control. The notion is propelled by a never-ending string of disparate events and half-truths, threaded together to create a narrative that's often impossible to disprove. These conspiracy theories, conveniently, grow with every question and every denial. Now, this book doesn't argue that Republicans or any political faction are immune from conspiratorial thinking. Whether people believe Beyoncé is running the Illuminati or Rothschild space lasers are wreaking havoc on the environment, every faction has its unhinged conspiracists. This is the norm since Pericles of Athens. To some extent, every demographic group is susceptible to this paranoia. It all depends on your upbringing, your political disposition, and your generation. Middle-aged Americans, for instance, are more likely to believe that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by the CIA, whereas millennials are more likely to believe jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Today's college students? They are more likely to believe, well, lots of insane things. Politics has always had the unfortunate ability to transform seemingly rational, decent individuals into hysterical, unthinking mobs of partisans. Anyone who follows today's political discourse knows this all too well. No, this book makes the case that over the past decades, the American left and its institutions have mainstreamed a unique brand of political paranoia. The modern Democratic Party's policy prescriptions, even what it views as our most pressing societal problems, are increasingly tethered to groundless or sensationalized anxieties, myths, revisionist histories, pseudo-scientific alarmism, and outright lies. For modern Democrats, every political loss, no matter how inconsequential, threatens democracy, if not the Earth's very existence. H.L. Mencken famously quipped, "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed, and hence clamorous to be led to safety by an endless series of hobgoblins, most of them imaginary." Well, as we'll hear, for the contemporary Democratic Party, it's hysteria and apocalypticism all the way down. Blue Anon. That's what conservatives on social media have taken to calling this collection of elected officials, professors, reporters, columnists, fabulists, rando Democrats, and Chicken Little. The moniker is as good as any.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?